This episode includes discussions of suicide and is not intended for children.
This is a song where I say I love you, and I think it would be so kind of you to love me too. Freddy, get rid of Jessica, Freddy, and love me. That's just a little something I'm working on. Thanks for listening, friends. Your support means the world to me. And obviously, like me or I'll kill myself.
All right, check it out, guys. My girlfriend's about to make me a smoothie, and I'm going to pretend I'm allergic. Oh my God, this is so good. Wait, what's in this?
Kale, banana, strawberries.
Are you kidding me? You know I'm allergic to strawberries.
No, you're not.
I'm not kidding.
What? Oh my God, I actually don't know what to do.
Just get my pen.
What pen?
My EpiPen!
You have an EpiPen?
It's okay. In the drawer!
I can't find it. Oh my God.
I can't breathe.
I'm gonna call the ambulance. I'm so sorry.
Wait, babe. You just got franked.
Oh my God.
Remember, like me or I'll kill myself.
Wondering how to get into the new hashtag like me or I'll kill myself challenge trending on TikTok? Don't worry, I got you. Make a video. Content is whatevs. Play to your strengths, follow babies. Just make sure to end it with the phrase, like me or I'll kill myself. However many likes your video gets, you need to get more next time, so make sure they're fierce. That's it. Try and stay in the challenge as long as you can. And obviously, like me, or I'll kill myself.
You gonna do this new challenge? LOL.
Which one?
Like me or I'll kill myself.
Already am.
How to wake up like a hot person. Open eyes, blink. Look out of the window and contemplate. Turn slowly towards camera, shy smile.
Mornings, am I right? Like me or I'll kill myself.
You're the worst.
Already has 20,000 likes. Are you gonna do it?
Yeah, I think so.
Perf. Been dying for you to kill yourself.
LOL.
You've probably heard of internet challenges, right? Like the ice bucket challenge a few years ago. There's dance challenges, eating challenges. Mostly they're harmless. They're a little silly, but they can also get dangerous. I'm Jonathan Mitchell. This is The Truth. And on this week's episode, we explore the dark side of social media. Wait, social media has a dark side?
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
And now back to Like Me.
It's Bryn Lee here, and today I'll be showing you how I achieve a natural, everyday, nighttime smoky eye. First, I wash off the day's makeup. Then, I light a candle. I sit in bed and cry for about an hour or until all my dreidels are gone. Then, I blow out the candle. And I let the smoke get in my eyes, so I can cry more. Like me or I'll kill myself. You were right. I should have gone with the video of my cats fighting.
Didn't get enough likes?
Not even close. I made it 3 days, but I'm losing the challenge today. Guess I'll have to kill myself at midnight.
Thank God. I've dreamed of this day.
It's really gonna piss off my brother. Are you still in?
Yeah, just got to 100K. Hey, hey.
God, I fucking hate you. How do you sustain this?
I just try to be charming and funny and likable. All the things you're not.
It's just because you're hot.
That too.
I'm sticking to dance challenges from now on. More my speed.
Or you could face facts, Bryn. You're stupid and nobody likes you.
Okay, bitch. Good night to you too.
All right, what's up, guys? Right now, my girlfriend is really pissed at me. I mean, like, no sex level. So I told her I'm gonna lay off on the pranks for a bit and just chill. You know, it's just me, my girl, and my snacks. Right, babe?
I told you not to film me.
Look, I just want people to see how hot you are.
Frank, seriously, if you're trying to pull this up again?
No.
Wait, is this real? Frank? Frank, stop. Oh, my God. Frank, get up!
Babe,
stop!
Babe,
oh, my God,
babe, you were... babe! You just got franked.
Oh,
again!
Oh, my God!
All right, guys, that was awesome. Remember, like me or I'll kill myself.
How do we eat cereal like a hot person? Sit by a window, look out of the window, and contemplate, chew with your mouth closed. Slowly turn towards camera, shy smile.
Cheerios, am I right? Like me or I'll kill myself. New video's up if you want to like it. What do you think? I think my face looks weird, but still hot weird. Not like your face weird. Hey, Bryn Lee.
I will sit here in AP Lit and think about you in AP Latin. Wondering if we're legit or if while I'm in here, you're there chatting with Jessica, Freddie. Is it really over this time?
Thanks for listening, friends. I hope anyone going through something like me finds comfort in these songs. And as per usual, like me or I'll kill myself.
F-babes, it's your Like Me or I'll Kill Myself update from yours truly, Jen Zaybay. Have we heard? Word is, the challenge...
She's cursed!
Yikes. Challenge losers are...
killing themselves.
For real?
A joke?
Thoughts from thoughts, please. Like me or I'll kill myself.
How to drink coffee like a hot person. French press. Look sleepy. Hazelnut. Sit by a window and contemplate, slowly turn towards camera, shy smile.
Coffee, am I right? Like me or I'll kill myself. New vid up. I like this one. Tell me what you think.
Hi, this is Bryn Lee. Leave me a message after, you know.
B, why are you not responding to my texts? I get it. You're bitter because 300,000 people like me and no one likes you. But please, just call me back soon or I might start to think you actually killed yourself.
Hello, babushkas. The Like Me or I'll Kill Myself challenge has reached the mainstream media. Hashtag proud. Have we seen this clip?
An unfortunate traffic accident or something more sinister? Investigation is still underway to determine if 26-year-old Frank Zelleher's fatal car crash last night was in fact an accident or a suicide. His girlfriend says he'd been threatening to kill himself in online videos for almost a week.
He was always making videos, and then lately he just kept saying that he was going to kill himself, and I thought it was a joke. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Getting scary out there, babes. Don't forget self-care and keep making that stellar content or the curse might be coming for you. Like me or I'll kill myself.
Please tell me you are not stupid enough to actually kill yourself over a TikTok challenge. Haha. Also, I hit 960K in the challenge. I know this is not a great time to say that. I'm just excited. Bryn! Where are you? Hey, Eric, it's Adrian. I'm friends with your sister, Bryn. Listen, this is, like, so weird, and I'm sure I'm just being paranoid, but I hadn't heard from her in a while, and I just wanted to make sure she's okay. I know you were visiting her. I hope this doesn't seem too creepy. Sorry. Let me know if you hear from her.
Hi, Hi, this is Bryn Lee. Leave me a message after, you know.
Hi, Bryn. I'm embarrassed. I literally just Facebook messaged your brother. Look, you are being an absolute bitch because I know you wouldn't just decide to kill yourself, and I also know that freaking curses aren't real. So just answer your phone. Whatever. This isn't funny. Bryn. Oh my God, you bitch. I knew you were just messing with
me. This is Eric.
What?
This is Eric, Brindley's brother.
Well, is Bryn there? Can I talk to her?
No, you can't talk to her.
Why not?
I've been listening to your messages, and I want you to know that if she doesn't pull through this, I'm going to look into pressing charges.
If she doesn't pull through what?
She's in the hospital. You fucking asshole. My sister tried to kill herself.
What? Is she okay?
Hey, reaching out to people still in the hashtag like me or I'll kill myself challenge. Love your vids. Super fun. Want to do a collab video?
No thanks.
Hey, you should. Easy likes for you. I have mega followers. Talking millions, if you can believe.
Yeah, I'm not doing the challenge anymore.
Hey, cool. So you're going to fail it tonight?
I guess.
You should do my live stream. We can see if the curse is real.
No thanks.
Seriously, do my live stream. Think of the follow babies.
Thank you for calling North Presbyterian. For English, press 1. If you know the extension of the person you'd like to reach, you may dial it at any time. You can also press 0 to bypass this message and reach...
North Presbyterian, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling for information about a patient that might be there. Her name is Brinley Wells.
And are you a relative?
No, I'm just a friend.
Okay, well, we can't give out information unless...
No, I know that. Can you just tell me if she is okay, if she's alive?
I'm sorry, we can't give out information on...
Can you just tell me if she's even at that hospital? Please. She's my friend.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Thank you.
Hi, this is Bryn Lee. Leave me a message after...
How many people watch your live stream?
Gosh, so many! Last time, 2 mil. This time, more, probs. People like curse talk. You wanna...
Fine.
Oh my God, yes! Love that for us. Here's the event info. Share it on socials. TTYS.
If you're having trouble meeting your goals, or difficulty with relationships, or trouble sleeping, or you're feeling stressed or depressed, BetterHelp is available. BetterHelp offers online professional counselors who can listen and help. Simply fill out a questionnaire to assess your needs, and BetterHelp will match you with your own licensed professional therapist. And you can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's secure online professional counseling. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and the Truth listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/thetruth. Visit betterhelp.com/thetruth and join the over 1 million people who've taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp professional. BetterHelp.com/thetruth.
Welcome, friends. Okay, yep. People are popping in. Okay, we're just starting up here. We're going to wait for a few more secs. Ah, hey, Mallory. Strongboy69, yes, welcome back. Jack Danielle, oh, I love you guys. Okay, amazing. This is enough. Let's get started. Hi, fellow babies. It's me, at Jen Zayden, and today we're talking more about the Like Me or I'll Kill Myself challenge / curse. Real or fake? I have a special guest with a personal connection to the curse. You might know him as HotBoySummer616. I know him as Adrian. Adrian, welcome.
Hi. Hi! Okay, here's the tea, team. Addie Pie is failing the challenge tonight. So we are on full curse watch. Will he kill himself? Let's find out.
I'm not going to kill myself.
There's that millennial confidence. Good for you, Adster. Fight the curse.
Look, I came on this stream because my friend is missing.
Oh, no. That's spooky sad.
Oh, she's not exactly missing. She's in a hospital. I just don't know which one, and I can't figure out how she's doing.
Intense, Adderall.
Okay, her name is Bryn Lee Wells, and she lives in Washington Heights, so if anyone who's watching this has information about her...
Of course, stop. My follow blessings will drop it in the comments. Addie... Do I sense a curse, Vic?
A what?
Your friend.
Bryn Lee Wells.
Okay, was she a loser?
No. What? I mean, yeah, she failed the challenge, but she's not a loser.
Another victim of the curse! So spooky! Who is spooked? Show me in the comments.
Stop! There's no curse, okay? Stop saying that. People could believe you right now. They could be scared... Or just depressed, and you're like feeding into that.
For the sads, if you're feeling sad, follow babies. Melatonin, a hot bath, and Harry Styles. Yum. Check out my October vids for more deets. Hashtag fall feels.
You're also doing the challenge, right?
3 million likes and counting.
Okay, so then if there was a curse, you're saying you could die?
Depressing, Addie Pie. And unlikely. My babies would never ditch me like that. They're monsters for my vids, and I couldn't love them more for that. I'm obsessed with you guys.
Sure, but there's a finite number of people on the app, right?
Finite? Okay, Professor.
Pretty soon, you would have to run out of likes, and then would you kill yourself?
No, I'm, like, amazing at self-care. My regimen is so hype. I've got baths. I've got face masks. Again, I have vids detailing it. If you like you later, they're all on my page.
Okay, sure, but that doesn't matter if it's a curse. I feel like I'm going insane talking to you right now.
Okay, wow. Insane? Okay, Ad Monster is getting stressed, babes. And it's almost midnight. Could this be Curse City coming for him?
Stop! Do you realize that you're encouraging me to kill myself? Like, do you understand how serious that is?
Babe, we're just having an exciting stream, okay? You're getting so weird and bitchy.
Bitchy?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, why did I think this was fun?
Because it is fun, okay? It looks like Adster is taking his diva moment right here, Fabes. Go off.
I really thought this was fun. I thought telling my friend to kill herself, I thought that was funny. And then she did it. I was so mean to her, like, all the time. And she was just a good dancer, making dance videos. And now she's dead.
I'm dying, Fabies. Her dance videos were only okay.
Oh, my God. Shut up. Okay? I wish there was a curse so you and I could stop wasting space.
Hey, careful. My follow babies will
seriously, what kind of person tells their friend it would be funny if they killed themselves? Maybe, I mean, honestly, maybe there should be a curse. Maybe I should kill myself because Brinley's dead and that's my fault. So why not? I should. That's what you want, right? Like, to watch me kill myself? That's why you invited me on this fucking live stream, right? Is because you want to see a curse or a suicide or whatever it is, as long as it's great content, right?
No, I didn't.
Come on,
I don't want
Jen
that.
Zabe, or whatever the fuck your name is. Think of the follow babies. So spooky, right? It would be
Adrian,
spooky,
stop
scary.
It.
No, say
stop.
It again. I think you should say it again that you want to watch me kill myself.
I'm really sorry.
Because I could absolutely do it.
Stop
I could do it for
me,
you and your fucking follow
You're
babies
really
if that's what you
me
want.
Out and I'm sorry, okay? Just don't hurt yourself. Please don't hurt yourself.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. I'm sure. There's no curse, okay? I'm sorry.
There's no curse.
What was that?
My door. Someone's at my door.
Wait, Adrian, don't answer it, okay? Don't answer it, please. I'm really sorry. Just, what if there is a curse?
Hey.
Hey.
Are you okay? Adrian.
Oh my God. Adrian. Adrian.
Sorry, are you on the
phone?
What's
going
on?
Oh, no. Sorry, no. Bryn. I thought you were...
Yeah, a bunch of people were like DMing me, asking me if I was dead.
Yeah, your brother told me you were in the hospital, but he wouldn't like say, and he made it sound really bad.
Yeah, so... I wanted to take a bath, and I took my anxiety meds, but then I drank wine with it, and Bren. I know, and I guess I had fallen asleep in the bath, and
Bren.
I know, and he, like, freaked out because I wasn't responding and broke my door, but I don't know, they said I hit my head.
Jesus.
He wouldn't let me go near my phone because he said it was toxic, and I kept trying to reach out to people, but he wouldn't let me, so I had to go on my computer and, like, do a little TB type, and then I found all the DMs from you, and you're really, like, freaking out.
Yeah, I thought you were dead.
It was really nice of you to, like, freak out about me.
It was nice of you to break into my apartment in the middle of the night to check on me.
Someone leaving let me in, and that's honestly pretty fucked up of them, if you think about it. They don't know me. I could be a serial killer.
I always thought you might be.
I know. I'm a serial killer bitch, and nobody likes me.
That's not true. I like you.
Okay. I like you, too.
Cool. You want to hang out or something?
Yeah, sure. But if my brother calls, I am not here. You can't.
Cool.
Cool. So, if you had to describe it, what is it exactly that you like about me?
Gross.
What?
Oh, my God.
Is it my sense of humor?
I'm not kidding.
Is it my charm? My good looks?
Hear more original stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is thetruthfiction. Like Me was written by Mary McDonnell and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. It was performed by Jake Cornell, Glow Tavares, Jenny Gorlick, Kyle Gordon, Lita Darmian, Rachel Winetsky, Pedro Alacer, Thomas Whittington, Mary McDonnell, and Nicole Hill. The Truth is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, our network of independent, listener-supported, artist-owned podcasts. You can learn more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. And if you'd like to make a donation to our show, please go to our website, thetruthpodcast.com. Your money helps us pay everyone involved. Our associate producer is Nicole Hill. I'm Jonathan Mitchell. And you have been hearing
The Truth.